This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and you're listening to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. I invite you to be part of the show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. More tech talk tips coming right up. I've been waiting for this for 3 weeks, your Tech Talk Tip Tidbit, version 2.15.0 of Anchor, and a surprise, gang, Talk with Friends is out on Anchor. Up to 7 people can talk together anywhere in the world here on Anchor. Have you dropped it? iOS 2.15.0? Drop it. I'm going to be testing it, and we're going to be talking about it all day tomorrow for our fabulous Follow Friday. Looking forward to this because we're going to have some group chats and it's going to become a new social experience here on Anchor. Who's excited about this new feature? Download it and let's test it out. You won't be able to use it unless you download it. So let's get started. Hit me up. Let me know if you want to test it out. We're going to be doing some samples tomorrow, testing, and we're going to have a ball. Looking forward to talking to you in Anchor Group Talk. Up to 7 of us. We can make it happen. Let's get it. Okay, so the way this works, gang, is when you press the record button, you have the option to invite friends to join you, up to 7 of them, okay? Now, for that to work, they're going to need to be on Anchor. You're going to need to let them know. Probably the best way will be to call into their station and say, hey, I'd like to do a group chat. Are you going to be available at a certain time? Once they come on, you all can chat together. Once they confirm the time, they'll call you back, say, I'm here. Then you can bring the call together. Similar to what you do with the interview, but you now don't need to make the phone call. Anyone in the world can do it. So I'd like you to call in to me. Let me know when you'll be available, and we'll pick a time. I'm going to be available this evening, anytime you like. So if you want to test it out with me, call in. Let's do a time. Let's set it up for 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you're up at 8 p.m. Eastern time, call in, hit me up. You could even put it in the comments, and we will get this group call together. Love to test it with you, and I'll look forward to it. Hit me up. Juan Carlos, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How fantastic is this? This is our first multi-user call on Anchor version 2.15.0. And who do I call first? My best friend in Spain, Juan Carlos at Bilingual Corner. How about this? Is the clarity good, my friend?
Yes, very, very good, very good. Oh, it's amazing, really amazing. I'm really excited.
We have the ability now to make calls internationally. We don't even have to know the person's phone number. All we need to know is that they're our friend, and we can invite them simply by pressing the record button and choosing to invite friends, and we can select our friends even with a search. I searched Bilingual Corner, boom. Came right up, tapped on it, and there you were. Tell me what type of notification you get when I do this.
Well, just a notification as a calling, and I just had to tap on that calling, and it pop up a message that says, you are going to record with somebody else. Are you sure? And I have to accept it.
Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it? That's pretty sweet.
Yes. Interesting. Yeah, I think most of people who are out of the USA was waiting for this feature.
They're going to love it because now not only can they speak to the US and the US can speak to them, but you can speak to your people in your own country now, anywhere in the world.
Yes, of course.
And it's not just the US number. There's no phone number involved.
Are you on an iOS device or are you on Android? iOS device.
I don't know if it's come out for Android yet. I have to check. I haven't updated my Samsung yet, but I'm going to check.
I'm going to check on that. But I've been waiting, Juan Carlos, for several weeks, and you have too, for an update from Anchor. We haven't heard a word from these people. And all of a sudden, I checked. I was checking all day. I said, you know, it's got to drop either today or tomorrow. We've been waiting too long.
Yeah.
It's been about 3 weeks, and here we are. And they've been working hard on this.
Yes.
This is a project that they really wanted to accomplish, and I'm so excited that they did it. Fantastic. So how are things in Spain?
Yeah,
it must be pretty
really
late
cool.
for you right now.
Yeah, it's almost 1 a.m.
Wow, what are
morning.
You doing up so late? What are
I'm
you doing
still
up
awake.
So late?
Yeah. I saw your message in Facebook in the Anchor
right.
Web group. So, yeah. That's why I entered here and I said, well, let's try it.
I think
it
it's
right
fantastic. Well, you know what? I don't want to keep you up too late. You probably have to work tomorrow morning, right?
No, don't worry. It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. You can call it anytime. No problem.
I think it's great. You know, I have so many friends over across the pond that, you know, we have at least a 5-hour time difference. And with you, it's, I guess 6 hours, right? It's about 20 to 1
yeah.
right now.
Yes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So yes. I'll tell you what, 6 hours apart, we have to call you a little earlier and we'll do it during the day next time. But that's fantastic.
Okay, no problem. And don't forget to choose the
phone. Oh, absolutely. I have to do that. I've been running into some challenges here, and I haven't had a moment, but I'm going to do it tonight because you are so
okay.
generous to offer it. I don't want to lose the opportunity, you know?
It's really my pleasure.
Thanks, Juan Carlos. You are my first call with new version 2.150. We're going to publish the call, share it out, and we're going to have a great time with this over the weekend. I know it's going to be terrific because the next call we're going to do is going to have more than two people, and we're going to see how that sounds. How's that going to work?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, thanks for the honor.
My man. Thanks so much. You have a great night, and enjoy. Talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
You too. Bye. Thank you very much. You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
What you just heard was my first receiving of a call from Dr. Dan, and it went over 5 minutes. So look what happens when you extend the group call. It splits over multiple segments and it works just flawlessly, just like it would if it was an interview. So you can share, as I did, I echoed each of the three segments that particular call consumed, and here they are. That's the way it works. It works great. I received that call, as we talked about, and what are you waiting for? You're going to check it out? It's available also for Android. I checked. The latest update is available. 2.15.0 is available on the Android platform. So even you Android users, as I am, as you are, I'm an iOS user primarily, but I do have Android so I can test and work with it and help clients. Bottom line is it works on both platforms. Cross-platform, phenomenal. No excuses. Everyone can play the game. Let's do it tomorrow. Looking forward to it. It's getting late for a Thursday evening. Many of you have retired for the evening, and you're also hanging out with the family, friends. Let's pick this up tomorrow on our fabulous Follow Friday. We're going to look forward to some many group calls, and I bet people are going to want to be testing this, and I look forward to it. Let's do it.
Hello.
Allison, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic. I wanted to get back to you because you did call in and you were very, very disappointed that the interview feature has disappeared. But guess what?
What?
It really, truly hasn't.
How?
Okay? Because we can do 90-minute calls this way. And they split across segments. I tested it with Dr. Dan. We did a 3-segment call, and it automatically spans. But the beauty of it is now you don't just have a 2-party interview. You could have up to 7 people on that interview.
That's right.
Do you feel better about that now?
I feel so much better.
Now, tell me what your experience was when I made the call. What did you see on your phone when you responded?
I actually heard almost like a bell tone, and it said, Avi, is it Uniglicht?
Yes, Uniglicht, yep.
Yep, it said you were calling, and then there's an X at the bottom, and that, you know, when you make the phone call in the past, you'd hear the woman's voice.
Right.
Well, it's the same voice, and this time she's saying that, I think she says you're being invited to a call, and if you don't want to, you can just simply disconnect.
Exactly. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's almost like getting a phone call. That's the experience I had when I got a call from Dr. Dan. So, and I just got a call from guess who? Did you hear it?
Yes.
Nir Zuckerman and Michael Mignogna called me from the back of their Uber, and they're heading to a meeting, but they're able to do this over 4G LTE. How cool is that?
Yep, and this is LTE that I'm using. No, I'm on Wi-Fi, actually.
You're on Wi-Fi. Now, yeah. Wi-Fi will always give us a clearer connection
because
you have a broadband connection and it's going to take up more bandwidth and you'll have a better experience and it'll be crystal clear. Plus, you don't have any ambient noise to worry about.
Right.
And now, we do have the option of including background music, but as you know, I'm not a fan of background music. And you'll find if you use it, it will overpower the call, as you heard with Mike and Nir. When they use the background music, it really drowns out. So I'm expressing my disdain to stay away from that. For anybody that's doing a call, make sure that you stay away from the background music. Even though you may use it in your regular segments, it seems to have a balance issue with multiple callers. And okay. It's louder. It doesn't fall behind the voices as much as it does on a standard segment. So that's something to be aware of. The other thing that we'll be able to do, see, in an interview, you can actually share the MP4, right? So right now we can't. So when I record this on my station, while you can echo it to your station, you won't be able to include it in your episode if you wanted to. So as a result, what you could do is grab the MP4 by sharing it out through the web interface. And the way I explain that, you know, you can actually go to the web and view the source and grab the MP4. If you do that, then you can reintroduce it as long as you have the permission of all the members on the call.
Right.
Until I believe the team's going to make some allowance for the ability to include group calls as part of our ability to include in the episode. I think every member should have the same privilege that's on the call to be able to share it at their will, wherever they want to put it, right?
Right. Now, you're the one that initiated this call, so it looks like you probably will be able to add the music, because I can't.
Right, and I wouldn't do that. But, I'm in control of the actual segment, too, so I can actually include this call in an episode wherein you can echo it, and I echoed Dr. Dan's 3 segments, but I can't include them. I already tested to see if they would treat it just like any other echo. And you can't share echoes. You can share call-ins, but you can't share echoes to the episode. So the only way to do it would be to reintroduce it through the clip tool. You'd have to export it and then bring it back in. Now, this call's going about 4 minutes and 30 seconds, so I don't want to keep you too long. but if we went up to 5 minutes, we would lose it. So I just wanted to keep it within the confines of one segment so we don't span too many. And thank you for participating. I love it, right?
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Take care, Allison. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
So I've tested out the new Anchor update, talk with friends. Got to say, not a fan. They took away the interview option. Not sure if you noticed that. And it looks like they're limiting us to 5 minutes, just like a regular segment. And you can't save it as a draft. So now we don't have an option for interviews. So I guess back to Skype for interviewing or back to Zoom for interviewing. So not sure why they did that. If they didn't do that, then it would have been a fantastic update. So I guess I'm on the side that doesn't really care for it.
Kelly Noble, Marabella, don't give this a bad rap, girl. You can use this just like you use the interview feature. You could have it contact you when it's ready to publish. You have that capability. You have the ability to go up to 90 minutes with the recording. You don't have to worry about that. But the beauty of it is, unlike the interview feature, you could contact anyone in the world and up to 7 people anywhere in the world and do your interviews. The quality is better than when you were making a phone call. You're not limited by the other person's telephone. You have the ability to contact them. It's anonymous.
There are so many phenomenal features about this. You don't have to leave Anchor. And you know what's better? You'll be able to invite people in that aren't on Anchor to join us here on Anchor. It will expand the Anchor community. And even if they only use it the first time and only time for that feature, it'll be tremendous. You can also add your contacts and contact your contacts the way you always did through VoiceOver IP. So there should be no reservation about using this. And as the team told me, they're going to make it even better. This is just for phase one. This is going to expand and get even better. So don't throw in the towel without testing it out, girl. Enjoy it. Try it out. And I think you're going to love it just like we do. Take care.
You know something? I just came across that. And actually, I did a quick check in the App Store when I was in the middle of putting out the new content on my station for the new episode of my podcast, The DJ Jam Show. And I updated to it when I had most of the content out. So I am good to go with that. I don't know if I'll use the new feature you were just talking about too much, but I might experiment with it and see how that works. This feature, invite to talk feature and all that, kind of reminds me of what we did with our Anchor Doc parties. So we probably could do all that over again, this time on Anchor. Who knows?
JD, yes, this is a great opportunity to bring the Doc Party back to Anchor with up to 7 people simultaneously calling in. How great, right? We have to get everybody together at the same time. It's not like they can join when they want to, as we did with other possibilities, right? But it still could work out, and it could work out famously because people are already familiar with Anchor. They're already part of it. The only difference is the reason we went outside of Anchor was to get the faces behind the voices, and that worked. But you know what? We can still party pretty hardy with the voice, and people can still sit in their pajamas and not have to be worried about putting on their makeup, getting in front of the camera. Won't be required. This is going to open up all new vistas for us here on Anchor and make social audio even better than it ever was. I think it's going to be terrific. Thanks for checking it out, my friend. I'm doing a test with the Blue Yeti and my headset to see if I could be prepared for Dr. Dan, who's going to call me tonight. And we'll both be using Blue Yetis with headsets to see what the call quality just might be. So I wanted to see if this will play back in anticipation that it will work so I can hear Dr. Dan when he calls. Let's see what it sounds like. And by the way, it worked perfectly. I just auditioned the first 25 seconds and then I'm resuming the recording just to make sure that you all know that I believe this is going to work and I'm excited to test it. Stay tuned for a call in about 10 minutes. I'll be expecting Dr. Dan's call. Looks like a good winner. Look forward to it.
Hey, Avi, so I just came across the broadcast of you chatting with Nir, and I think that's awesome. So, from my understanding, it sounds like Anchor is improving the audio quality of when we interview somebody. That way, it doesn't sound like we're talking on the phone. It sounds like we're with them in person. I don't know if that's the case, but whatever this new feature is, I look forward to trying it out, and hopefully the developers will be rolling it out in the next update, and I think it'll be great.
DJ, hey, it has rolled out for iOS and Android. 2.15.0 has dropped late this afternoon on Eastern Time, and that's how we had the opportunity to use it, because if you don't have 2.15.0, you will be notified that you need to upgrade if you receive a call from someone that does. And once you do, then you can get your call. We no longer need to use the telephone to do interviews. It's an Anchor app to Anchor app interview process, and we can have up to 7 people on the call simultaneously. Dig that. Think, Anchor Doc Party, maybe? Ha ha! You need to download it, and we'll test it out. How's that? I want to know how your voiceover is going to work with that, and you need to let me know how efficient it is. It is part of your recording process. You can invite people in and just tag off your friends or contacts. And if they're not an anchor, you could bring your contacts in, and it will send a message to them to alert them that they need anchor so that they can join you in a conversation. Fantastic. Check it out.
Hey, Avi, it's Kelly Noble Mirabella. I just wanted to clarify, I am unhappy with the update because they took away the interview feature that offered two options. Number one, drafts. And I did test this out a couple of times. Simon Says did the same, and neither of us were able to draft the recording. And number two, non-anchor users have to use the app in order to be interviewed. So you can no longer do the call option. And I tested this out specifically because as a podcaster, that's really important to me, because I'm not going to expect all my guests to go download the Anchor app, especially if I get a big name guest. I'm not going to ask him to do that and risk them thinking I'm amateur or something. So, I'm just not sure. If it were a standalone update, I think it would be fabulous. But the way that they've presented it, I'm just kind of disappointed, I guess.
As Dr. Dan suggested, we do still have the draft feature, but I do sympathize with you on the telephone feature. There are definitely great use cases for still keeping the ability to contact the landline and have someone that does not even have access to internet be able to receive a call. So that feature is definitely one that we should consider. Now, we still have the ability to do that through Skype and Skype recording and then lifting the interview back up through the clip tool. Certainly an option to stay within Anchor. You don't have to go to a third party solution to do your interviewing, although Skype works fairly well. If you use a headset, microphone, it can do tremendous things. And we've tested that, and that's an international calling solution as well. And you could even have multiple people on the call. So that recording mechanism will work, and that's your workaround until the team brings it back. This is just phase one of the interview. I can assure you, as Michael and Nir told me tonight, they are working on some great enhancements to this, and your drafts are still there. You do need to choose, instead of publishing immediately, you need to choose to be notified. When you get notified, it pushes the original recording into the drafts, whether it's less than 5 minutes or greater than 5 minutes, and then you have the opportunity to push it whenever you like. So, yes, while everyone needs to be an anchor temporarily, I do believe we'll have the additional features of VoiceOver IP for the other benefits. Okay? Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, g'day, Avi. Scott from Australia. How you doing, man? Just wondered, Avi, if you've had a chance to look at this new feature in the Anchor update that came out today, where you can have up to 7 of your friends recording in Anchor. We've tried to use it with VoiceOver, and I don't know if you access it via the record feature in Anchor, where you add to your station, or whether you do it via the interview section, adding an interview, which I don't think you do, because you can only call in, like call a dial a number or look for a contact in your contacts. So if you could possibly shed some light on this and let us know how this feature works, if you know anything about it, that'd be great, because I want to do some recording with a few people and test it out. Have a great day, man, and thank you very much, sir.
Hey, Scott. Glad you called in. Don't know if you listened to the other segments, but we have been testing this fairly thoroughly, Dr. Dan and I, as well as other calls that I made, one to Spain with my friend Juan Carlos, and I spoke to Allison of Snap Days Radio. And we've thoroughly tested this with both external microphones and all types of things. But the way you're going to do it, and again, I haven't tested it with the voiceover feature, so you'll need to let me know if it's working for you. You do have to press record, and then right above the record, when you do that, there's a feature to invite friends to call. And that's a button that you'll have to find in the middle. And I don't know if voiceover will identify it. I hope it does. Because if it doesn't, it's going to be an issue. But they've taken away the traditional method of doing the interview. You won't find that button any longer. You won't use the phone to call at this moment, but hopefully that feature will
return so that we don't lose the flexibility of calling landlines as well as using internal capability with Anchor. So check that out. If it works for you, let me know. Love to hear from you again. And if it doesn't work, tell me that too.
Yeah, g'day, Avi. Scott from Australia here again. Just letting you know, it does actually work, meaning the record other people option. For some reason, I thought the app had updated on my phone, but it hadn't. And so I went back to the App Store, and it just sat there with loading. So I had to quit the App Store, go back in, and tap on Update All. And it updated fine. Then under the add to station, there was the add people to recording button, whatever it's called. The only thing that I don't like, and I don't know if there's any, there totally doesn't appear to be a way around this. When you tap on the person in Anchor you want to record, then you tap next button or next step button. And then you share your contacts with Anchor. And then it actually, you've got to scroll all the way down to the bottom to start recording button. And, yeah, I'm not sure there's a way around that. So it does work.